Pat Clark gave us some background on the book of Lamentations a few moments ago with our first scripture reading. Lamentations is not necessarily where you turn to when you need a little pick-me-up or some feel-good verses. But Lamentations is an important part of our scripture and of our life of faith. Because life isn't always easy or full of good feelings. Sometimes life hurts. Sometimes our hearts ache. That's part of the reason why the book of Lamentations is so important. Because while the book begins with words lamenting the loss of the city of Jerusalem, it continues with further lament and crying out to God in the midst of the ashes of what once was. The third chapter of Lamentations offers a brief glimpse of hope in the midst of despair and loss, but even then it's with a shaky confidence. Hear these words this morning from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. That was a bitter herb and a bitter drink of that time. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in God. The Lord is good to those who wait for the Lord, to the soul that seeks the Lord. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord to the people of God. Thanks be to God. This morning we begin a new sermon series entitled Life Hurts, God Heals. Today and the next 2 weeks, we'll be looking at three aspects of how God is at work in the midst of the wounds and pain that life brings. And we'll explore lament, the God who wastes nothing, and what it means for us to be wounded healers. We'll discover there are no quick fixes or easy answers, that healing is messy and is a process, not some magical solution of three easy steps. And I'd encourage you to bring your honest self to worship these weeks. I hope you do that every week, but these weeks especially, your pain, your struggles, your still healing wounds, and your scars. And this morning, we start with the difficult honesty of lament. Lament's not really a word, even a word we use as much anymore, but it's often described as a passionate expression of grief or sorrow. Lament is giving voice to the deep ache within us. Poetry and music can be powerful things for many of us, and sometimes poems and songs even help us connect to our own pain and struggles. Some of us can probably think of a time in our life when we read a poem or heard a song that touched our deep hurt and pain and questions, one that helped us find words or expression of the ache that was down deep inside of us. We heard the words and we thought, that is exactly how I feel. These poems or songs are often ones of lament, and they can be powerful things. We aren't always comfortable with lament, even in the church. We often think of the book of Psalms in the Hebrew Bible as a book of praise, and yet a third of its 150 psalms are songs of lament or complaint or protest. And yet most hymnals, including our own, hardly include any songs that would qualify as lament. Even in our present society as a whole, we generally prefer people keep their raw emotions and questions private. We struggle to know how to respond when someone utters them, feeling a compulsion to change the focus to being positive and staying upbeat. And when these feelings make themselves known in our own lives, we're often tempted to shove them back down deep inside, avoiding and denying them. But there's something freeing in lament. There's a release that comes in being honest about the reality in which we find ourselves. The tears that flow, the cries of pain and hurt, they release something inside of us, throwing open the windows of our souls. It's not pleasant. It's not easy. It's messy and awkward, but sometimes, no, often, lament is the first step to healing, to finding a way through. The book of Lamentations is honest, uncomfortably so at times. At times, the composers even seem to come to the conclusion that the rubble of their lives is the direct result of the punishment of God. The people have sinned, and this is what happens. This was how they tried to make sense of the hard times they faced. A few months ago, as we looked at some cliches and phrases commonly used in the life of faith, we considered the saying, everything happens for a reason. And I shared with you then what I firmly believe, that God doesn't cause every single thing, good or bad, to happen. Some things just happen as being part of a beautiful and yet broken world. And ultimately, when it comes to pain and suffering, Lamentations really isn't interested in definitively answering the question, why? It's more interested in being honest about the horrible reality that is, in lamenting and getting it all out. So let's be honest. We've all been there. Some of us are there now. When what we most want and need to do is to sob uncontrollably, to cry out with the raw pain inside us. I'll never forget November 9th, 2008. As many of you know, I'm divorced and remarried. And in the weeks previous to November 9th, I had experienced the final coming apart of my marriage. And on that day, I said goodbye to my daughter Ella as she and her mom pulled away in a moving van off to live 5 hours away. And on that day, there was only lament. Uncontrolled tears, frustration and loss, an ache from knowing that life would never be the same. Fear and not knowing how to live in this new life, this new world in which I found myself, questions about myself, questions about God, questions about how life really is. There would be work to be done, lessons to be learned about myself and how I needed to change, new ways of relating, adjustments in being made to be made in being a single dad and navigating the distance and shared custody times while still being a good dad to Ella. But that day, all that was needed was lament. Everything had fallen apart, and as I sat there in the ashes and ruin of what once was, I needed to be honest about the horrible reality and pain of it all. And this is where the people of Israel found themselves, in that literal ashes and ruins of their city, in the ashes and ruins of their lives and what they thought they knew about God and life. There was only lament, the brutal honesty of their pain and frustration and questions. Many of us have been there. When the diagnosis came back and the doctor uttered the word cancer, when we lost a child, and the depression or anxiety with which we struggle seemed to threaten to overwhelm us. When the one we loved made the choices that broke the hearts of so many, us included. When the cruel diseases of Alzheimer's or dementia stole away the spouse or parent or sibling we knew and left us with someone else. When the addiction wreaked permanent havoc in our family or the life of someone we loved. When the one with whom we had shared so many years of life together was gone. Some of us are there now. There's a part of us that wants to skip ahead to those words of the third chapter of the book of Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in the Lord. That's a more comfortable place to be, with some sense of hope, with some semblance of faith, even if they are a bit unsteady and unsure. And sometimes we'll ignore the reality of our need to lament and fake trying to get to the place expressed by those words from chapter 3. At times we're uncomfortable with the pain and lament of others, and instead of sitting and crying with them in the midst of the ashes and ruins of their lives, we try to encourage them to just trust in God and don't give up hope. And now those aren't bad things. We do need to trust in God, and we do need to find hope in God and God's faithful love for us all. But the presence of these poems of lament in our scripture remind us that life is not all roses. Lamentations and the over 50 psalms of lament and complaint give us permission, perhaps even encourage us, to sit in that difficult space of acknowledging the pain and the questions in our lives and in our world. Lamentations acknowledges that there is room in our life with God for tears and shouts of pain and difficult questions. The book of Lamentations, the lament psalms, they are a gift because they give us permission to acknowledge our pain and our struggle and to admit that sometimes the reality of our world and our circumstances don't always seem to line up to the promises of God. They seem to say to us, cry, scream, give voice to the hard questions and the raw pain inside of you. It's okay. God is big enough to take it, and God is not scared of it. Sometimes, before we can move to the trust of chapter 3, words of God's steadfast love and finding hope, we have to sit in the ashes of chapter 1. Messy and honest lament opens us up. It releases the pain we try to keep bound inside of us. It's then, and maybe even only then, that healing can happen. Let me repeat that. It's then and only then, when we acknowledge our honest pain and our lament, that healing can begin to happen. That hope can begin to emerge out of the ruins of what once was, and that we can remember that the story isn't over yet. That we can move to those words of hope that are found in Lamentations chapter 3, that even with the bitter taste of our pain still lingering a bit in our mouths, even though we wear the scars of the past pain for the rest of our lives, even though we will never forget that awful time and the pain of the loss that may still linger, yet we dare to hope when we remember this: God's love is faithful. God's love never ends. At times we may not readily feel God's love. At times it may seem that we encounter silence instead of presence, but the story is not finished. The last word has not been said. God's love never gives up on us or on this world. And for us now, the risen Christ shows us that even the worst we can do to one another, even the worst that can happen in this life, even death itself, they are not the end of the story. So, the last part of our scripture today says, it is good to wait quietly for the Lord's salvation and rescue. So sometimes we wait, sometimes in tears, sometimes in the midst of questions, in the midst of our pain or fear, with honest lament that can open us up to healing and eventually the rebirth of hope. And if we find ourselves today in one of those times, may we open ourselves up to the honesty of lament. If we know someone who is living through such a time, may we offer to sit with them in the midst of the tears and the pain, knowing that we don't have to offer up all the answers, but that we can offer simple, loving presence that isn't afraid of lament. There's a challenge for us too, because all around us in the world are people lamenting the pain and injustice they face, the way it shatters their worlds. So even as we think about personal lament, we also need to be open to truly hearing the laments of those in the world around us, even when they make us uncomfortable or they challenge the ways we think the world works. hearing the lament of those being crushed under injustice, hearing the lament of people of color who face prejudice and racism in all their forms, threats and realities of violence that I don't as a white person. Hearing the lament of my LGBTQ fellow children of God, hearing the laments of refugees and immigrants simply looking for a safe place and enough to survive. We may be tempted to explain away or to ignore their laments, but we need to sit with their laments too, to let the reality of their pain and struggle open our eyes to how the world really is for many, to let their lament spur us to live differently, to act differently, and to advocate for change in our world and in our ways of living. Lament has both of these facets, our own laments in the midst of our very real and deep hurts, but also the laments of our fellow children of God in a world that involves far too much injustice and pain and hurt. And before we can move to healing in our own lives, we have to be honest and lament our own pain and hurt. And before what is broken in our world can be fixed, we have to sit with the laments of those hurting and marginalized, even when it makes us uncomfortable, even when it exposes the fact that we've never had to deal with those things ourselves. Even though we've not had to deal with those things ourselves, they are no less real. Most of us have sad songs or poems that have touched or expressed the hurt, pain, and loss of our lives. Let's embrace the messy reality of these songs of lament. And through that, may we eventually move to the place where we can once again hope that there are still more verses to be written to those songs. New stanzas that might bring reborn hope and healing, even when it may look like the song is over. Songs that are born out of God's faithful love for us and God's healing and justice in the world for all, even in the midst of lament. Amen.